Belinda presents this unabridged recording of RAAF Black Cats, the secret history of the covert Catalina mine-laying operations to cripple Japan's war machine. Written by Robert Clunworth and John Suter Linton, and read by David Tredinnick. On a warm day in December 1944, a young Royal Australian Air Force, RAAF Warrant Officer, or WAF, named James Reginald Clunworth, known as Reg, was en route to collect a new aircraft. He happened to be enjoying some free time in Melbourne when a street photographer snapped his picture outside the General Post Office. Reg stared into the camera, giving nothing away. No smile, no frown, no hint of his thoughts, his experience, his hopes or fears. It was common for people to take photos of servicemen and women at the time to supplement their income, hoping their families would buy a copy. Reg's mother, Janet, obliged. A navigator with 20 Squadron, flying PBYs, more commonly referred to as Catalina flying boats, Reg had been assigned to collect a new Catalina, A24-203, from the RAAF Flying Boat Repair Depot at Lake Boga, near Swan Hill, just over 300 kilometres northwest of Melbourne. The aircraft, however, was not ready, and this gave Reg some time to visit his family, who lived in Black Rock, an outer southern suburb of Melbourne. Being stationed in Darwin, almost 4,000 kilometres away, it wasn't easy for Reg to get home when given leave. His stay this time would be brief, unfortunately, as he needed to journey back to base before Christmas Day. Born in 1922, Reg was the second eldest of four children to James Raymond and Janet Clunworth. His siblings were Dorothy, born in 1919, Nancy, 1928, and younger brother Joseph Robert, 1934, known as Bob to his family. As Bob remembered, Reg was the apple of our mum's eye. He could do no wrong. When war broke out in 1939, James knew that his son would want to join the fight. He didn't stop him, but James did warn Reg not to enlist in the army. The horrors of World War I were still fresh in James's mind, and he didn't want his son going through what he had suffered. James had served in the 29th Australian Infantry Battalion, 5th Division, Australian Imperial Force, AIF, from 1916 to 1918, and he had vivid memories of the shock of trench warfare and gas attacks. He was seriously wounded in March 1918, near Messines Ridge, during a raid to gather intelligence on the enemy's strength. The only thing James remembered of the incident was that he went into Belgium and woke up in France in excruciating pain. James screamed as he regained consciousness, and a matron stuck a piece of leather into his mouth, telling him, "Bite down on that and stop your complaining. There are worse off than you." Even so, shrapnel had lodged in his leg, creating a wound as big as a fist. Mud and debris had been forced into the wound by the shards of metal, causing an infection. The wound was irrigated, but James was still weak. The doctors thought he would die.